Anna, Pete, I have a new assignment for you. A show on single parents. What is it like for a mother or a father to raise a child by herself or himself?
We can interview single parents. They can share their experiences themselves.
Yes, but you need to experience parenthood yourselves.
Ourselves.
Yeah. How do we do that? We're not parents.
I asked myself the same question. I said, Katie, how are they going to do that? Then an idea came to me. I will give you the babies.
You may be asking yourself the same thing that I'm asking myself. What is Miss Weaver talking about? I am sure we will find out shortly. This lesson teaches reflexive pronouns. Reflexive pronouns refer back to the subject of a sentence or clause. We use them when the subject and the object are the same person or thing. For example, Miss Weaver says,
I asked myself the same question.
I is the subject, and myself refers back to it. Here, she would not use the pronoun me. You need to use the reflexive pronoun myself. Reflexive pronouns are easy to find. They end in self or selves. I have a feeling we are going to see a lot of reflexive pronouns. Listen for them.
Here are your babies.
Those are bags of flour.
No, Pete. For the next 6 days, this is your baby. Here are your instructions. Do not leave your babies alone. A baby cannot take care of itself. And you two must do everything by yourselves. We will meet next Friday. Oh, and the person who does the best research will get an extra day of vacation. Help yourself to a baby.
Pete, look, my baby is organic and whole grain. Your baby is ordinary. Monster! This is a great idea, Ms. Weaver.
This is a terrible idea.
Speak for yourself, Pete. We need to throw ourselves into the research. I'm starting right now.
Hey, Anna. You forgot your baby.
Come to Mama. Oh, good girl. Good girl.
Singular reflexive pronouns end in self. Plural ones end in selves. Anna says,
we need to throw ourselves into the research.
The subject, we, is plural. So we must use the plural reflexive pronoun ourselves.
This is hard. I hope Pete is not doing well. I really need that vacation day.
We will all see how Pete is doing in the next episode. We'll also learn when not to use reflexive pronouns.